Welcome to Friendly Competition, a podcast to discover the best of all time. I'm Nick Carey, alongside my co-host and best friend Cody Lena, discuss various pop culture topics and narrow it down to truly the best of all time.
Oh God, Nick! Oh God! I can't. I'm back from the past. I told him everything. I told him everything important. I told him about Bitcoin. I told him about how the most recent Pokemon game removes fashion. That you can't change in fashion anymore, so don't get it. I told him about how Brexit is not a great idea, but there'll be some funny memes. And they said, what's Brexit? And I said, you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So I think I covered everything.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, when I was there, the music slapped ass, my dude. All of it. I don't know what happened, but it doesn't slap ass the same anymore.
And where were you? Do you mind telling
me? Oh, yeah. I was in 2004. I was actually in, it doesn't really matter. I was in a small town in Kentucky, but that doesn't matter. Why I went back in time for that doesn't matter.
One of those things where it's like, hey man, the time machine just sends you back in time. You have to think that the world moves in space, so I just have to land in space wherever it is.
Yeah, quickly. Dude, on the Earth. Do you know how hard that is with it constantly expanding?
Yeah.
If a time machine just moved you from your current location back in time, you will be dead. Do not get in that time machine.
Do not.
You'll be. Light years away from anything important. Do not get into that.
Do not do that. Do not. You imagine just set the time machine back. Like, all right, 20 years exactly this spot. And then it's just, oh, I'm in space. Okay, well.
Yep, exactly. Lost in the nothingness of space. Nick is finally broken. The point we're trying to make is Nick's will has finally been broken and he's agreed to do another music bracket.
That is correct, folks. It's getting warmer. The clothes are coming off.
Hell
and
yeah.
Now it's time to go back to 2004.
20 years,
taking y'all back to back when dial-up, you may have still had dial-up at this point, 2004?
Probably.
You're trying to watch these videos on like some like crappy AOL player, 10p, not 1080p, just 10p. There were 10 pixels that moved around. It was... Music videos not great at this time.
Mm-mm, you're watching
not on
Fuse.
The internet.
You got Fuse, your one special channel that only plays me. Oh, what's that other one? That MTV that only played videos?
MTV Jams?
MTV Jams, yes.
MTV Jams had it. But folks, we are here. I've relinquished the what's that word for when the oh, I've relinquished the moratorium on songs because we just had to look. We took a little peek into the past, and these songs just have to be talked about, folks.
Yes, dude. That, yes. 2004. Yes, they need to be talked about, dude.
2004 is, I think, a year that's maybe defined by literally just one song, but y'all got to hear what else we were cooking up.
Mm-hmm.
You got to hear. So here we are, folks, and we'll talk about that one song right away here in Group A. Once again, we took the 16 best songs from that summer. We put them into a bracket. We sent it to our bracketologist. They kicked it back to us, randomized it. And here we have, folks, in the one seed, Heaven by Los Lonely Boys, going up against the 16 seed, Freak a Leak by Petey Pablo. The Devil and the Angel on Your Shoulder, folks. They're going up right away. And then we have the 8 seed, Ocean Avenue by Yellow Card, going up against Yeah by Usher, Lil Jon, and Ludacris. Cody, let's start there. I know I usually ask you, but let's just get... I need to rip this Band-Aid off, okay? Let's talk about Ocean Avenue versus
Yeah, exactly.
Because I know what the answer is, and the whole reason we did this, Cody, the whole reason that we quit doing it is because you and I couldn't agree, because I felt like you had a more insular view, and I had a more, like, what was happening at the time, which some may argue was just whatever was in my mom's car.
You argued
my viewpoints may have been affected by what was playing on 93.1 in South Dakota.
Yeah. So what Nick's trying to say is he really had his finger on the pop culture pulse of the United States, dude.
Yep. With my dial-up internet.
13-year-old Nick with his dial-up internet in his mom's car.
Yep, knew exactly what all the people in the New York, LA, Milan, Beijing. I was like, dude, I am aware. I'm so tapped into the pulse. But here is one where I almost feel like it would be reversed. where there is a part of me, there is a part of me who would be like, you got it. Ocean Avenue defines a genre of music. Well, yes, is Yeah the greatest, maybe arguably one of the greatest songs of all time.
Is
sure.
Yeah the, it's, I would argue Yeah could be one of the greatest party, like hip hop's, like club songs of all time.
All time.
No doubt. Yeah.
I don't think there's, but did it define a genre? See, that's the question.
I think it did, dude. It not only did it define a genre, I think it defined a generation, Nick.
Yeah.
You could, if Ocean Avenue starts playing, all the emo kids are going to be like, oh, that's great. But you know what brings the emos? The goths, the punks, the jocks, the even the classical music kids, dude. If Yeah starts playing, my mother-in-law, who writes choral music for a living, comes in like, are we getting down?
It is so good. Like, it is such a beautifully perfect song in that way that it is, like, it almost in that perfect pop way where if you dive into the lyrics of what he's talking about, you're like, wait, what? Usher, what are you even saying? It doesn't matter.
Nick,
it doesn't matter.
That's why I propose in this first round, instead of even taking it seriously, sorry, Ocean Avenue, you're out. I decide we're going to take the experience that is Yeah, and me and you are going to decide not what the better song is, but what crime we think Usher is allowed to get away with now that he's given us Yeah, because he should get a pass
he
on
should.
Something.
No, there should be a rule on that. Okay. Crimes that are like the highest grade of crime.
The highest grade of crime. Like, I'm talking some light embezzling for sure.
Where
like,
for
if
sure.
If someone's like, hey, Usher, Usher started a charity to teach kids how to dance, but instead of teaching kids how to dance, he just went to Milan. I'll be like, okay, that's fine.
That's fine. Okay, take that. That's fine. No, that one's easily off the table. Yeah, this is, and his only defense, there's no other defense than he walks into the room, he walks into court and just goes, he says, I did make Yeah. And they're like, oh, okay, we'll use that one then. Yeah, we'll use
exactly.
That one that you got.
I'm just giving him one.
Man.
We should also agree that if you make a piece of art, a pop culture icon so large, you have to be rewarded on a moral scale.
Do you think, like, what, is there anything else that immediately jumps to mind to you as far as, like, you impacted pop culture in such a way? Like, I mean, this is not given out once a year. This is maybe given out once every
generation?
3, 4, 5. Yeah, this is low. Like, you're not going to get many of these. I would say Whitney Houston for I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's good.
And we basically did. We let her do all the coke she wanted. So,
yep, that was hers. She got her pass and she used it on coke. I think Usher should be able to decide which Grammy he gets next. With or without releasing any music.
He just at the next at the upcoming Grammys, you're just like, hey, I noticed that for heavy metal, there's only one artist and it's just Usher.
Yeah.
Did he release a heavy metal album? No. But he just always wanted that Grammy. So we're going to let him have it.
Or what if we can make it so he just gets an honorary EGOT? Like we just automatically EGOT it.
Everyone just, he should.
Yeah, dude.
He should. When you said crime, I think like, I would give him treason. I would say if he has state secrets and I found out that he went to China, Russia, you know, and was like, hey, yo, Putin, I know some shit. Do you want it?
I know, Nick, I know we talked in recent seasons about how it would be so easy to accidentally get Paul McCartney state secrets. You wouldn't have a choice. I think Usher would be on the list of artists I definitely wouldn't give state secrets to. And I don't know why, but there's like some, like if I'm the president and Usher shows up and we're talking about, yeah, I'm like, dog, that's one of the best songs ever made. You're genius. And he's like, yeah, what's in that folder? And I'm like, oh, you shouldn't see that. I'm gonna put that away.
Yeah, that's not, I'm sorry. That's not for you. Like Paul McCartney, for there's something about Usher where you're like, well, he does have a song called Confessions. This guy can't hold in a secret. He's literally like,
trust him.
You couldn't hold out for just a little bit to figure out the baby mama stuff. Like you couldn't have solved that, or like you're rich enough. Move the baby. Be like, hey, new baby mama. I will let you live in Turks and Caicos. Like that is where you live now. I'll move you, your family, Belize. You tell me where you want to live. I'll pay for it. You always have money in your account, but that's it. I'm not messing up this thing over here with my beautiful wife over you. That's all I'm saying is it just feels like Usher, think it through. Just think through the plan before it's like, it feels like the girl called you. It's like, hey, Usher, I'm pregnant. He's like, Buh. Now you got to go call your baby mama or you have to go call your girlfriend? Dude, slow down. Take a breath.
He didn't do that. You know what he did? He got called. He said, Usher, I'm pregnant. And she's like, oh, shit, I got to solve this problem. So he hung up the phone and then he sat down and he just started writing confessions.
Yes. I mean, Ocean Avenue, thank you. So I wouldn't be where I am without this song. I know that much.
He really wouldn't, guys.
I wouldn't have explored the music I did. It's the whole reason I got their album. In the seventh grade, we would have been in seventh grade, or I would have been seventh grade. You would have been ninth grade then. So you're mm-hmm, high school. Yep. Cody. Oh, man. We'll get to that in a second. But like.
Are you going to ask me what it was like being in high school when Yeah came out?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. We'll get to that.
We'll get to that. Because I'll give you the. Because now we can share the middle school experience versus the high school experience.
Oh, yeah.
And. But Ocean Avenue. I got a faux hawk because I bought this album and one of the guys in the band had a faux hawk. And that changed, once again, altered the trajectory of my career.
Exactly. So we gotta lock in Yeah. I understand all the things and then, but Usher he gets to commit thought crimes now.
Easily. All right. So next up, we have The One Seed Heaven by Los Lonely Boys. I can't believe this is a matchup. Two things have never been more disparately apart, I think, in my life than Heaven by Los Lonely Boys and the 16 seed Freak-a-Leak by PD Pablo.
Both of them are so hard in the paint, though. The problem with Heaven is not the song. It was how much we had to listen to the damn song. The world was caught in a storm of Heaven.
I want to know, once again, as I'm willing to admit this, as long as you're maybe willing to admit that you can get a little too in your own experience, but was it was it just something about South Dakota that we kind of got? It's country in its own unique way, right? It's folksy, I guess is maybe a better word for it. So like there was it's I want to know, like, what was this banging in New York? Was yes. LA down for this? Like was
were
it
they
as,
also at the mercy of it? Like it's yeah. unending torrent of I don't know. Again, I was 15 at this time, Nick.
Yeah,
so I don't exactly remember, but I do remember that it was absolutely everywhere all the time. Everyone was singing it. My mom, my teacher, you were singing it. Everybody knew this song.
Yes. And then we all knew it far too well, right? I feel like it was one of those things where it just never ended.
It's a good song, but if I can tell you one thing, I can tell you one song that was more important to me from the perspective of a high schooler, and that was definitely Freak-a-Leak. When Freak-a-Leak came on at the high school dance, Nick, things changed for everyone.
the boys became men so quickly.
Yeah, dude, everything changed. The world wasn't ready for what we were bringing to the table.
I know that we can point to, like, hey, there's deeper problems as to why this happened. But I am shocked. I am shocked that Freak-a-Leak got to be on the radio as much as it did and WAP got as much like hate as WAP did. This song, WAP, at least they don't tell you straight up. It's an acronym. This guy was like, Freak-a-Leak, what do you think? What could it mean?
What could it mean?
This man, you knew from the moment you heard the title, you're like, he's going to talk about dirty things he wants to do to women, huh? Yeah. Yeah.
That's the whole song. The whole song is him talking about dirty things he wants to do to women and dirty things he will not do back to women because he is not drunk enough yet.
I was in listening to Freak-a-Leak again for it's been a minute. I want to say from a woman's perspective, almost nothing he describes that he wants to do to them sounds enjoyable. It sounds like you're going to have a good time. It's like, oh, wow, I'm really just here for you, huh? Wow, you are.
Hey, Nick, song's a bop, though, isn't it? It does. Oh, my God.
It's wild how hard it goes for how incendiary these lyrics are. For lyrics that should never have graced the radio waves. This song was like, no. It's undeniable. It's undeniable how good this song is. Do you think how much of that is just, is there a cheat code to just putting women's names in your song? Mambo number five. Let's just go back to another example of a song. We can step outside from all this dirty talking back. Mambo number five. If you just name off a bunch of women, is there something about like, do those women help propel, and the men who are dating those women, if you capture a large enough group of names, can you just shift a song into the top 100 just by sheer volume of like people being like,
so if we take, if we
I gotta listen to it.
We didn't start the fire and we make it, but instead of we just take it like, and make it kind of sexy at the beginning, like, we never finish orgasms, we make you come or something. And we'd sing about that, right? But then in the chorus, we're just like, Erica, Brandy, Carmen, Catherine, Sarah, just a bunch of names over at rapid pace. We're going to make a number one hit.
Yeah. I'm wondering if that's where this is. This song has both my mom and my sister's name in it. Like, that's wild.
We know, I know for a record, they both love this song.
They do. Of course they do. My mom, my mom wanted to play it at her wedding. And I was like, Mom, your parents are going to be here. I understand why you want to hear this at your wedding. I know it's one of your favorite songs, but grandma is here.
She wanted it to be her first dance. Nick he's being honest. She didn't just want to play it. It was like, we gotta just let us grunt it. Let's get it on the back half of the playlist. You know, let grandma get her, come out and dance her Barry Manilow. And then we'll hit it with Freak Leak near the end of the night. Nick, Heaven from Lost Lonely Boys is a great song. It had a very powerful run. But when Freak Leak to this day, when Freak Leak hits, it is so animalistic and raw. Me, as soon as it played over the speakers when me and Nick were getting ready for the show, we both stopped and started just fucking nasty dancing.
We got that stink face going. Just arms bobbing, just it's.
And then Heaven didn't do that to us.
Heaven was like, that is better than I remember it. Just a very nice, like, oh, well, they made a really good song, didn't they?
Those boys sure are having fun singing their songs together.
Look at that. Look how good that is. But Freak Leak is a whole nother situation.
Absolutely. But, okay, we usually don't do this, but should we not lock in Freak Leak? Because it's going up against, and it's like the same energy, but So do we lock in Lost Lonely Boys and try to get Heaven in there just to see if it can land a punch on it?
We rarely ever talk about the matchup ahead, right? Because that's not how you play the game. But if there's one thing to be said about Freak-a-Leak is that it takes the energy of but then has like a very pure energy, but it can get, you can get down on the dance floor.
You can
be grinding on the dance floor to Freak. But, and then Freak Leak takes that energy, that side of it, and then drills even further down, pun intended, to really get at like, no, you're going to lose your virginity on this dance floor tonight, boys.
Exactly. Like, I think if you're dancing to Freak Leak and you are not actually like, if you're not physically grinding, it's going to hurt you. There's an aura that makes you dance, and to withstand it, to fight against the grind, is going to physically hurt. Right. You just got to give in. You got to give in and let the music take your soul.
Oh, man. Yeah. I think Los Lonely Boys, what a delightful song. Once again, I cannot express enough, like, now that we have some distance from it, now that it's not the summer of 2004, I appreciate what y'all did. I love that. This is one of those great examples of, it feels like even still back then in that time in 2004, we still let like unique music come through, right? Something a little bit different. Something that's like, no one was sounding like Los Lonely Boys. And then no one did afterwards. We're like, all right, one in, one out.
One in, one out. Let's go.
We let Blues Traveler in, and then now they stuck around, and now we're going to kick out Los Lonely Boys. You can come on in. It's not exactly the same, but in my head, I'm like, yeah, those two travel together. There's for sure. You can for sure catch Blues Traveler and Los Lonely Boys in concert together.
Nick,
now,
fun fact about me, one of my big guilty pleasures, I've listened to all their music, is Blues Traveler, dude. I fucking love Blues Traveler, man. I get down on them so hard. They are on heavy rotation on my Spotify playlist. Are you kidding me?
Dog, that would be, it would be so wild to me to like, if you like texted me and you're like, hey, this is crazy, but I'm Blues Traveler's gonna be up in St. Paul. I was thinking I might come. I don't know if that does that sound fun to you. I'm like, yeah, man, let's go. Fuck it, let's catch a Blues Traveler show, man. I'll go to Blues Traveler with you. We get there, and then just like, you're like, man, I really hope they play. And then you name some like random B-side. I'm gonna be like, wait, they have more than Maria? Like they have, wait, what?
Yeah, they play Runaround and you're like, oh, that was the Runaround. I love it. And then they're like playing some fucking deep cut, like Mountain City. And I'm over there like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was hoping they would play this, dude. They never play this live. Dude, yeah. This is a big moment. And I'm like, you know what Blues Traveler does and doesn't play live? Check a couple of their set lists out.
He breaks down into the hip hop breakdown and hook, and I'm hitting every single word. You're like, what the fuck,
that,
man?
What a great moment. All right, I think I got to move Freak League on.
It's got to be Freak League, dude. Now we get to talk about what we really want to talk about. How, Nick, do you want to know how nasty it was on 2004 high school dance floors with Freak League and Yak?
Them high school dance floors, dude. I got to know.
Dude, here's the thing. Okay. If Yeah played and we were doing our grind in our Yeah was the song everyone got in a circle and did the, this is the dance battle. This is where the dance battle of the night happened, was
okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
After that, Freak League came on and the teachers gave up, bro. There was no more enforcing the fucking leave space for God, because God wasn't there.
God left the room.
Where's your God when Freak League plays? I'll tell you where he's not. A high school dance floor, dude.
No, Petey Pablo is I'm not saying he's the Antichrist. That feels like a lot to put on someone, but he's a lower level demon. This song particularly brings out, it forces the God out of the room. Here's what I remember. Here's what I recall. Yeah, you're right. That was like, everyone would like dance along. But then I remember Freak League came on and like only the girls danced with each other. And we're like grinding on each other in a way that like, it felt like all of us boys were like, I don't think we're allowed to do that yet. I don't think we're allowed to actually do anything yet. Cause you wouldn't even know what to do with it if you got it. Right. It's like, it'd be like going from a kid on his little Schwinn bike to being like, hey, here's a Harley Davidson. No, you basically have it figured out. You got your little two-step that you're doing on the dance floor. You're in seventh grade doing your cute little two-step. No. You get behind that ass and back it up. No. You got it. No, you'll be okay. Like, no.
No, you know, dude.
This was clearly a moment of evolution where like, oh, I think the girls are ahead of us right now. I think they jumped ahead a little bit in the book.
Hey, you know what, Nick? In high school, we caught up. We didn't catch up. We still haven't caught up.
You were in the ninth grade, Cody. It's harder, you know. You still had some of those tendencies.
Yeah, right.
But
they're so powerful, and I know that story I just said made Freak League sound powerful. But when you want a summer banger, you want to be able to look into the eyes of God, and that's what Yeah does.
I mean,
do you think God's jealous?
How much it's bad for podcasting because it's just so obvious. Like
what do you want us to say?
There's like, what is there to say about Yeah beyond like, it's the greatest song
ever. Haven't even mentioned that Ludacris arguably has the greatest guest verse in the history of rap.
Yeah.
Ever. Are you kidding me? Like, what am I supposed to do? And you got the only song where Lil John yelling in the background is perfect.
I mean, this song is like, I don't know. I wonder, that's the thing. Does this song exist without Dave Chappelle's sketches about Lil Jon?
Ooh.
Like, because if my timeline is correct, and it could be wrong, but Dave Chappelle started making fun of the fact that, like, Lil Jon in all of his songs basically only says, like, three words, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And so it's like, then Usher released a song called Yeah with Lil Jon on it, and it's just like, that's all he does. That's all he has to do, by the way. We needed nothing more from him.
It's perfect. If he did anything more, it'd be too much. It'd be a hat on a hat situation. We're here with... Not only is Yeah so powerful that in 2004, if you were alive in 2004, you lost your virginity to Yeah. And I'm not saying you had sex and Yeah was playing. I'm saying the first time you heard Yeah, you technically lost your virginity because it was so powerful.
We don't talk
about it because it happened to everyone, so it's not fair to count that. But that is how it happened.
Collective,
everyone lost their virginity. That's why we have to keep Yeah.
Sorry, I'm looking at Ludacris's verse, and it's just
fire top down. You don't need to look at it. Do you need me to hit that for you?
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm like, why am I even like, this is one of those that's like off the top of the dome. This, I think I think you could do this at any point. This would be on my deathbed. If I'm in a coma and you play Yeah by Usher, and if by Luda's verse I haven't come out of it and just started spitting it, I'm gone.
There's no coming back.
I faded away. It's over. But that should always, I should always pop on back. Watch out. My outfit's ridiculous.
I'm going to walk up to Nick. He's going to be an old man. I'm like, Nick, how are you doing? He's like, I'm doing good. Who are you? It's nice to meet you. I'm like, yeah, man, it's nice to meet you too. I love you, man. He's like, oh, I just met. Weird that you love me. I don't remember anything. I'm like, yeah, it's true. Here, well, I'm going to do this for you. And I play, yeah, he's going to spit every bar. Fire, nonstop. If I turn that on karaoke, Nick's back, baby. For those 4 minutes, Nick is back.
There is one lyric in Usher's Yeah, though, mm-hmm. that I've always been confused about, and I was hoping you could maybe help me.
Okay, yeah. Let's take a walk.
In the song, Yeah, Usher, it's in his second verse. He says, now I got to keep it real now, because on the 1 to 10, she's a certified 20.
Yeah.
But that just ain't me. So why...
He's talking about cheating on his girlfriend with this woman that he just met.
Oh!
And which we do learn in future Usher songs is definitely him.
Wait, hold on.
Definitely him.
Right, you're like, Usher, stop it. Usher puts out Yeah to be like, look, he thought he could get Yeah out before
I think what we're seeing is actually a peek into Usher's game. This is what he says to her, the girl. He's like, girl, you a certified 20, but like, I got a girl at home. That ain't me. And then she goes, well, come get me, you know? And she walks out to the dance floor. And he's like, well, I gotta go. That's literally the verse of the song. So yeah,
is that album by Usher that Yeah is on? Because that also has Confessions, that has Burn. That like one of the great story albums of all time? It's like Green Day's American Idiot up there as far as like opera, you know, like the Black Parade, all
Fancy,
those
Fancy by Reba McEntire.
Like I'm saying, no, I'm as an album. Like, does this album, is it exactly what you said? He's like, I'm not gonna go home with you, but then it's like the song is Yeah. So of course he is.
He is.
You can't say no. In the song, Yeah.
It's fucked up.
So of course he does. And then is it like, oh, and then he does get her pregnant.
I think here's what we can do. I think we have to lock in Yeah. And then I think not only do we have to listen to that song, we have to listen to that whole album and figure it out.
And just learn, like, oh my gosh, it was from front to back. It's one of the great rock operas of all time.
Of all time, dude. This is our generation's Bohemian Rhapsody. This is what we're doing.
This is it. There's no way. Freak Leak is fun. You're never gonna have a bad time. But it is one of those songs where you do have to like look around the room first and be like, all right, who's all here before I play this song?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you could play Yeah in a church.
You could play Yeah in a daycare center, and these kids are gonna get down, dog.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's
a
perfect
in our
song.
Blood too. The first time you, oh my god, the first time you hear Yeah,
it's from the moment you heard it, you're like, oh yeah, this is different. Everything's different now. There's no...
I've transcended.
Yeah, I will never be the same. Like, you can't tell me that music... That this is now what music is. This is the best music we've done.
I've been propositioning that we actually change BC and AD to before Yeah and after Yeah.
I think that makes way more sense.
Yeah, so it'd be year 20 now, technically.
Yeah, that's fine with me. I'd rather be in the year 20. Starting fresh. Let's just start fresh. Look, a lot of bad things happened in the past before Yeah. Right. And a lot of bad things have happened after. Yeah. But can't we all agree that when it was released for that short period of time,
we should have reset.
It was perfect. It was great. I mean, maybe not for everyone. We were still in some wars, but come on. Come on. Or was it an op? I don't remember when we went to Iraq, but is it around this time? Did George Bush commission? Yeah. To then invade Iraq, and we're like, I don't, that's fine. I'm not paying attention.
Yeah, we got a lot of research to do.
But yeah is our group A champion. It'll move on into the final four. We'll go up against the other group B, C, and D champions. So make sure to keep listening to this season. But thank you all so much for listening to this episode of Friendly Competition. If you want about your boys, a few things that you can do, as always, share with a friend, tell a friend, wherever you're listening to this. Make sure you hit that follow, that like, that subscribe. Make sure we're showing up in your feed. And give us those 5 stars, please.
Absolutely. Follow us on all of our social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Just look at Friendly Comp Pod. If you have an idea for a whole 16-team tournament that you'd like to see us do, email those to us at friendlycoveragepodcast@gmail.com. You can also email Nick death threats if he says something really stupid about a song that he did, like last time we did.
There's a chance. There's a small chance, but a chance nonetheless. Shout out to Charizard for that intro music. You want to hear more of their stuff and over to Bandcamp, type in Charizard, replace the vowels with sixes. That is going to be it for us, folks. Group B coming out on Wednesday. But until then, I've been Nick Carey.
And I'm Cody Lena. See you on the boat.